The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 17. The feeling I'd like to share with you today is the first time it gets cold enough when the season changes from summer to autumn or autumn to winter, depending on what the temperatures are like at that time of year. But the moment when it is cold enough to wear your favourite jumper again. I love that. I am such a winter person. I absolutely hate summer. It makes me miserable, actively makes me miserable. But winter, I have so much energy and I'm so overjoyed by every bit of cold weather that arrives. Putting on jumpers again, I'm like a kid in a playroom opening boxes that I haven't been able to open for ages when it comes to being cold enough to unpack my winter clothes and getting out my jumper, my favourite jumper, and putting it on and going, oh, that feels so nice. I love it. I love the comfort of winter. I love everything about it. And wearing big, cosy jumpers is one of life's joys for me. It may be that you feel very different about the day where you have to wear a jumper again if you're a summer person. And that signals the beginning of the period of the year where you feel tired and lethargic and miserable. I'm really sorry. I really wish you could experience winter like I do. If you're one of those people that does feel that about the winter, I do hope that you have a favourite jumper that at least makes it easier to bear. The Star Trek Next Generation episode that I want to talk about today, reminisce about, is The Drumhead. And this is from season 4, it's episode 21. And this is a heavy Star Trek Next Generation courtroom episode. There are several of them. I love them. The reason why The Drumhead feels particularly special to me at the moment is because of its relevance. I hadn't seen it for a couple of decades before I rewatched it a couple of years ago. And I was absolutely bowled over by how important and relevant what it was saying is today. For people who may not remember what the episode was about or haven't seen it, it focuses on, I think she was a retired admiral, but she's come out of retirement, Sati. And she is the daughter of one of the great legal minds of the Federation. And so she has always lived in her father's shadow. But she herself is also an incredible mind herself. She has had an incredible career. She has had huge success in rooting out a particularly noxious conspiracy. And she's been brought onto the Enterprise because it seems that there's been some kind of sabotage and they've discovered a spy. She's brought on board to deal with it, but doesn't stop. And it turns into the most horrendous witch hunt. And she is looking for something that isn't there. And the problem is that she is such a hugely respected figure and is such a force of nature in and of herself that she sweeps everyone along with her. And it's really hard to stand up to that. And of course, Picard, being one of my most beloved heroes, starts to see through it and stands up to her. And it's really hard to do so, but really important. I think that one of the things that makes this episode so successful is that the actress who plays Sati is magnificent. She has such presence, such poise. The costuming for her is exquisite. She wears clothes with collars that you really don't see elsewhere. They reflect her stature and her femininity, but also her power. I love it. She's so good. She's so nuanced. And she's actually a really quite tragic character. Seeing her at her peak and then her fall is so sad. It's so sad that she's become what she has. Watching Picard start to realise what's happening and then trying to stop it and then absolutely putting an end to it all is really harrowing, I think. It's really uplifting at the same time, but also really awful, because when watching it, I was reflecting upon how few people there are in the real world that have the strength and the moral character to do that. And also that in the real world, it's not quite as simple as the relatively small closed environment of a ship. When you're looking at similar dynamics in state legislatures or political structures in countries that have existed for hundreds of years, this kind of behaviour can become so deep-rooted, it's so difficult to remove, it's so insidious. And that's what this is talking about. I love how also Worf gets swept along with it and learns from the experience, and how there's that deepening of respect between him and Picard as he reflects upon that. I also think that the little mini story of the crew member who has got a Romulan grandparent is so tragic. Yeah, it's just really, really interesting. There are lots of really thought-provoking things, and I think it's always really useful. We've seen it done 11 billion times in media, but I think it's always useful to see how somebody who is acting in bad faith can take something and twist it into something poisonous, even though there is nothing implicitly wrong that anybody is doing. It's very powerful. I just love how Picard is such a badass in it. It's a very somber episode and very serious, but I think still relevant and still important, and that's why I wanted to talk about it. Before I go, my lovelies, oh, I feel like Columbo now. There's just one more thing. I'm adding this in because of something that one of my dear friends said to me a few days ago, who is listening to these Advent Calendar episodes and will probably hear this. And yes, I am doing what you suggested. He said that I don't talk about the other things that I do in Tea and Sanctuary, in particular in the Advent Calendar. And so just to make him happy, I am going to tell you that I have recently launched another podcast called Imagining Tomorrow, and it's made in partnership with Friends of the Earth. If you search for Imagining Tomorrow on any of your podcast services, you should find it. Otherwise, you can go to www.foe.uk/Imagining Tomorrow, and you can listen to it through the browser there. The other thing as well that I should probably mention, especially for my friend, of course, is that I also have a Patreon, which helps to keep my teapot full. And you probably know I do drink a lot of tea. That is, I think, patreon.com/Emma Newman. There's a link in the show notes. And I also have a Ko-fi account. So if you would just like to buy me a cup of tea, that would be absolutely lovely, but there is no obligation to do so. I'm feeling incredibly embarrassed and awkward, so I'm going to stop there. But to my lovely friend, I hope you're happy now.